earlier this month, Mexican officials discovered the body of a second murdered activist who worked at a monarch butterfly reserve in the mountains of Michoacán. When NPR reported on this recently, a line in the story caught our attention. Illegal logging for clandestine avocado groves had something to do with the murders. And of course, we wanted to learn more about that. Joining us now is Eduardo Moncada. He's a political science professor at Barnard College. He is writing a book in part about extortion in Michoacán. Professor, welcome to Hero Now.
Thank you.
And how are the cartels working to control avocado production in Mexico?
Well, for several years now, the cartels have been diversifying their portfolios to still include drugs, but to include a range of other otherwise legal economies, including the avocado sector. Avocados represent a major source of income in the state of Michoacán in Mexico. And as such, they've been mobilizing to try and capture money from that sector. And they do that in a variety of ways. On the one hand, they engage in extortion of producers and transporters and packers of avocados. And in other instances, they also try to take over lands that are used to produce avocados so that they themselves become the informal owners of those lands and can profit from the sale of avocados.
And are you familiar with this butterfly reserve and why the cartels would be interested in that land specifically?
Well, the land in this particular case represents obviously a valuable resource. On the one hand, in terms of being able to produce more agricultural goods that like avocados, but also the timber and the wood in this particular type of land is valuable. This is part of the broader sort of portfolio, including illegal harvesting of timber there.
And what is driving them to diversify beyond drugs?
Politics. If you think back to the reign under President Calderón in Mexico, when the war on drugs in Mexico began, in addition to the large amount of violence that that unleashed, it also fragmented many of the cartels from a handful of hegemons to a number of smaller cartels. And in order to survive and thrive in that kind of context, cartels began to diversify their portfolios in a way to try and gain resources.
Calderón's war on the cartels started when he was elected back in 2006, so they've likely been diversifying for a while now. But what is it like for these growers who are caught in the middle? I assume it's just like anything else in confrontation with the cartels. You have to say yes. You have to go along with what they are asking you to do. So how are they responding?
It is indeed a very difficult situation. I think it's important to underscore, though, that for many of these growers, initially, at least in some of the places where I've been doing research, many of them welcomed the drug cartels initially because they were providing them with services that the state had failed to do so for years and years. Things like basic security for themselves, for their lands, for their products. Cartels would provide this in return for a tax, something that the state hadn't done effectively or hadn't done at all in many of these parts of Mexico. Over time, the cartels became much more predatory toward these communities and stopped really providing those types of services and simply kept charging those extortion fees. And that's when you saw a very difficult situation for producers in this part of Mexico.
Well, you know, I can just imagine people are listening to this who are thinking to themselves, wait a minute, I love avocados. And when I go to the grocery store and I buy one, I have no idea what it takes to produce these and that the cartels might be involved somewhere in this supply chain. So are you able to draw a direct line from American demand for avocados to what's happening in Michoacán?
No, I don't think we can draw a direct line. And I don't think the American consumer should sort of think about their consumption of avocados as somehow contributing to the drug cartels. I think it becomes much more complicated than that, in part because not all the avocados coming from Mexico have some involvement from the cartels. Certainly some do, but it's difficult to know which ones are and which ones aren't. And on the other hand, much like any commodity that we purchase, from the phones that we use to the computers that we're reliant on, those commodity chains kind of move back and forth between the legal and the illegal and the criminal and the formal. And avocados aren't an exception to that.
Makes you wonder about limes, peppers, lettuce, a bunch of other stuff too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Michoacán in Mexico, in addition to being one of the main sources of avocados for the United States, is also one of the main sources of berries, blueberries, strawberries, blackberries. And many of these communities that produce berries are also being taxed by drug cartels and have also had to deal with these issues. So one could also make the parallel there.
Well, you have given us something to think about, for sure. Eduardo Moncada, political science professor at Barnard, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.